Hola, I am Amanda Wacker. I said it in Spanish.
You're speaking Thai.
It's hola, alo. I call. That's how I answer the phone. Alo, my. That means hi, mom. I'm Amanda Wacker.
Hola, I am Lenise Castro.
Swadika, I am Asama Malikbo.
How do you say that? Swaliha?
Swadika.
Swadika.
It's like swad.
Swad.
D.
D.
Ka.
Ka. Swadika.
Oh, cute. You do be cute.
And we are triplicates. Welcome to the second full episode of many of the Triplicates podcast. We're three first generation women of color, currently completing our first year of our PhD at the University of California, San Diego.
So, last time you heard from us, we were in the middle of our first quarter.
But now, we're done!
Yeah.
Okay, so let us all use our creative energy for a second. Imagine this. We are seated at a table. We are judging the baked good that is the first quarter provided to us by UCSD.
Someone has a sweet tooth this week.
I've been watching a lot of Holiday Baking Championship. I don't know if I'm Duff Goldman or I think I'm Duff Goldman.
Or the other people.
Of the other names. So that's who I am.
Well, Lorraine Pascal was last season. I don't know who's on.
Are we sponsored by them?
No, but it's a good show. You guys should watch it. So me and Asama were talking about what we would rate the judging criteria of our first quarter. And we've landed on three things. One is funness. Two is learnedness. And three is just creativity. And I think, Asama, do you want to explain what you meant by that one?
Creativity to me is how much did you get to put a little bit of your personality into something?
Be yourself. I do too. Okay, so how fun was first quarter?
Okay.
For all those that are listening, we all fell to the floor because that's how we feel after our first quarter.
Fun. Is sitting on Zoom for 6 hours a day fun?
It's something.
No.
But is grad school supposed to be fun?
I mean, you can make it fun. To be fair, we have had our fun moments.
Yeah. Mm. I think that's a good word. Fun moments.
Yeah. But Zoom fatigue, she be real.
Is it Zoom fatigue or is it? You're expecting me to work normally when we're in the middle of a global pandemic.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Although I would say that the professors and everyone that I've interacted with, is going through the same experience. So they know what it's like to do work during global pandemic. And I think a lot of people are really understanding. If you need more time or something, or for example, say if I'm trying to schedule a meeting with my advisor and then they said, oh, what about this time on this day? And then I can just say, sorry, getting my COVID test. And they'd be like, oh, okay, I get that. Yeah, go do that.
To be fair, I just hit him with the classic Lenise stressed face.
Oh, no.
And a little bit of heavy breathing.
No.
And they're like, oh, yeah, maybe take a day to figure your life out. And I was like, thanks.
You stay stressed, though.
I do. I think that's just who I am as a person. I've accepted it.
It's okay. Yeah. I accept you for who you are.
Thank you.
But are you stressed or do you just care?
I don't know. So I like to explain this to my mother because whenever I answer the phone and we talk, I'd be like, I'm stressed. She's like, yeah. But when are you not? And I was like, Mom, you're not wrong. But I'm either stressed or I'm stressed about not being stressed.
Oh, dang.
So I know. Okay. I know, Amanda. I know.
I'm not a professional, but maybe we should talk to one.
Highly recommend.
But my moments of non-stress are when we go and watch sunset, like with no one around, and just like, hence why we've gone and watched sunset.
Every day, Lanise texts me like, "It's gonna be a nice sunset today." Side eye emoji. And then
okay,
we go out.
That's kind of romantic. Take note, boys.
Yeah, I can take you out in the back of my Prius. It's très romantique.
Would you be saying this in the previous episode where you were like, my Prius is just a big purse? You can bring anything.
It is. I do treat it like
it
a big
purse. It
could
fit my full mattress.
We did fit a whole mattress in there.
Yes.
Gosh, you fit a lot. So
yeah. Creativity. Moving a Sama in a Prius and a Camry.
Yeah. Shout out to Toyota.
Please, you want to sponsor us?
LOL.
Give us some hats.
I would like a full warranty on my vehicle, please.
Okay, that seems like a lot.
Okay. So are we saying we had maybe a semi-fun? I think I had more fun than I thought I would in grad school so far.
Yeah. I think relatively we did have a lot of fun. I feel I also like my funness meter went up when I met y'all.
I mean, same. I was really homesick for like the longest time.
Yeah, my mom was like, oh, I'm so happy you're not sad all the time. You finally have friends. And I was like, jeez. Wow, come for me, mom. Come for me. Love you, mom.
And also it's, like you said, like fun moments, and also depends on like, you know, whether or not you're like into sharing fun moments with your friends, or like, I have really like, I don't know, I feel like fun prior to grad school, prior to the pandemic, it's very different. But now, just making cookies every night, that's fun.
Hey, man, we're coping with this pandemic with lots and lots of sweets.
Listen to Trader Joe's crispy chocolate bars, like that are by the the checkout lane. They're
the
in the purple.
Rice ones?
Yes. I could live off of those. My stomach would like more nutrients. The next one, maybe we should have started with this because the whole point of a grad school is to learn. But what do you think about the learnedness? That's not a word. I know it's not.
It's okay.
But I'm having a good time.
I think.
Did you learn?
There. Yes. But okay. Like in unexpected ways.
Really?
As well. Because, well, like we mentioned in our last episode, we have classes and also rotation. And I had no idea what those. I don't know. I had learning objectives and goals and all of that, but I ended up learning more than I thought I would. For example, like what's the best way to communicate with your lab, or like how to ask for extensions on, you know, some projects when the election night was going down, or just like learning. I don't like to call these things soft skills because I think they're very hard, especially for like scientists, like communicating or like, you know, solving conflicts and all these things. So.
Did you have conflicts?
Like in my own head. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like not with someone else. But I mean, like I mentioned, you know, being homesick all the time, and that really like made it hard for me to focus in class or like making new friends, because I'm just thinking like, oh my God, like what about my old friends? So there are things like that that I had to learn because I'm here now, so might as well deal with it. And turns out I found some friends, so that's good.
Yeah. I've been trying to like balance giving my old friends attention while also hanging out with y'all every night. So like now
that's
I'm just
smart.
Zooming my old friends into our bachelorette night. So everyone's together, and that's the solution. Oh my God. Also, on the learnedness scale, I learned something from you, Osama.
Me?
Yes. I don't know if it was our first episode or if it was the trailer episode that you mentioned the thing about the emails.
Oh, yes.
And I needed a quick response from someone. So I put in the subject line, quick response, and then the question. And then, like, I just put, like, hey, this is what I need it for.
Yes.
And then they replied first thing in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, this is the best thing ever. Actually.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I loved it, too.
Yes. I just used that yesterday when I was
with
like,
who? Oh, never mind.
We're not gonna talk about him.
Let's not say names.
It's like, please sign. So they like know what's expected.
Oh, I know who this is. Oh, I need to send that to the same person. But I have a meeting. It's okay. We good.
Oh,
yes.
Mine is signed.
Wow. Look at y'all getting stuff done and me just twiddling my fingers.
It's okay.
You have a lot.
You.
Maybe you can talk about that, like your recruitment efforts. That's fun.
Oh my gosh. Recruitment. Right? Yes, but let's talk about the learnedness first.
Did you learn it?
I feel like as I've gone through learning and education, like all throughout life, like elementary, middle school, blah, 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 on higher ed. I really appreciated learning things that I'm actually going to use and apply. So I'm not the biggest fan of like memorizing textbooks or like those weeder classes in undergrad where you learn a ton of information and you forget it like the next day. And I think grad school classes, at least for like certain classes we've taken like bioinformatics, they're really applicable to possibly data sets that I'll be producing during undergrad. Oh my God. During my PhD. And also like the hands-on learning in lab, like learning different techniques, and also just relearning how to be confident in yourself, like when you're doing things. So yeah, I think I learned a lot my first quarter. Do I think that there's more to learn? Yes.
That's why we're going to be here for another 5 years.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes. Buckle up, everyone.
And you'll be on the ride with us. So
yeah.
But yeah, so I do think that this first quarter was full of learning.
I think I learned. I think the classes were different than I expected them to be. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Everyone's like, grad school's hard. Grad school isn't hard because of the classes. I did learn, though. We did a lot of DNA epigenetic regulation stuff. That was cool. I liked my stem cell class a lot. I learned a lot from lab. I think I got a little more like, lab savvy. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a roll of tape in my pocket now. Like, that's the kind of lab person I am now.
Yes.
And I keep my pen and my Sharpie in my front coat pocket.
Oh my god.
Which like I didn't used to do that before. And I'm like, why did I not? I was just running around looking for markers all the time. Like, who was I? So I think I'm really growing and feeling, like you were saying, confident and like comfortable and being back in a lab space.
Yeah, I can also say the same, but mine is a little different. Like time efficiency in lab. Like planning experiments is a big thing. So that you can like get results that you want to get within the week. You need to kind of plan things out. Because sometimes it takes a while to kind of start up an experiment. So I think that's something I've kind of learned, kind of planning my week. And I really like planning my week out and making sure that I'm sticking to like a to-do list or like a time thing.
I love a schedule. To-do list.
That's what I was like.
Was planning hard though with like COVID restricted personnel and like all these scheduling? Like how did you adapt?
Yeah. So luckily, the lab I was in had two TC rooms, and one of the TC rooms, it was most, sorry, tissue culture rooms.
We confirmed the meaning of TC room. Yes.
Do you want to explain?
Thank you, our listeners.
Who said that? Was it?
It was Chris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Chris.
Shout out to Chris.
Clarified to me that cells are also included in the umbrella of tissue culture. So like cell lines. I mean, that's so TC does room. Yeah, TC does mean tissue culture, not the cell room, as Amanda believes.
It's more fun that way. Yeah, the cell room.
So I didn't have too much trouble scheduling that way. And then also, we were separated by bay. So,
yeah. I was in a big lab, like a big lab. Like, I ain't seen nobody.
Oh no.
No, it's fine. I saw my postdoc. They were in the bay across from mine, but like we all had our own space and like I would have my tasks that we would talk about the day before and then I would come in, do my tasks, ask for help if I needed it. But like
nice.
I mostly just chilled with my headphones on and got my work done.
I'd be in the TC room singing my little heart out because it's like a long room. So I assumed no one can hear me.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
What's on your lab playlist?
So I don't have like a set lab playlist. I need to change this.
Oh, but, not Sam Smith? Very surprised.
Okay, that is my lab playlist, is the entire discography of Sam Smith. Yes, I am a simp. That is all.
Oh.
I don't have a playlist either. I do the same thing. I like listen to like Beyonce Essentials or Mariah Carey Essentials or Hozier.
I listen to books.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
I listen to podcasts too sometimes.
Yeah, I listen to podcasts, but like sometimes I start playing them in my house or like on the bus ride over. And then by the time I get there, I'm like, oh, there's no more.
Mm-hmm. I got the suggestion of listening to the Twilight, like Twilight and New Moon and
the
stuff.
The audiobooks.
Yeah, maybe I should do that.
This podcast is sponsored by Chris.
I didn't want to expose him, but now he is. So sorry, Chris. Or Emma.
Yeah. If you're listening to us while you're in the lab, let us know. That would make us so happy.
It does. I love getting texts from people saying like, oh, I loved your last podcast.
And so, you can email us.
Oh, yeah.
At triplicatespod@gmail.com.
Oh, you can send us questions.
Comments.
Concerns.
Stories.
Money. I'm kidding.
Speaking of money, you can donate to us at patreon.com/triplicatespod. Also, Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/triplicatespod. Shout out to our one Patreon subscriber. Our Patreon. Is that all? It's okay. We love you, Evan.
Yes.
Hearts. I gave him the postcard.
Oh.
So yeah. See, you actually get something.
You actually get things.
That is very cute.
Yeah.
We do look cute on that postcard. Next. Are we doing the next?
Yeah.
Little
so
thing?
The last judgment criteria.
Criteria?
Is creativity. How much of yourself were you able to be? I think that's a lot of people's concern is, or at least my concern. Let me not speak for the group. My concern has always been like still being myself while being in science and in academia, just like maintaining a sense of I am more than pipetting and qPCR results. And
I am more than hands.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like I'm a whole person and I bring so much to the table. And like, I know that if you know that, that is not, it's outside of me
mm-hmm.
for you to like acknowledge me. Like if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. So anyways, your creativity, Asama, since this is your category.
Yeah, I was thinking about this because I think like to me in classes, it's harder to like bring my personality into it because a lot of times we're listening to a lecture or like in smaller breakout groups. And like after a few like groups, you kind of get to know the people and everyone gets comfortable and you sort of like joke around. So that's good. But I think like I could really like be myself like in the lab or rotation. Like we always have one-on-one meeting or like we have lab hangouts. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important to me because for example, in my first rotation, like it's hard because, you know, it's the pandemic and people are like socially distanced, but you also want to get to know the lab. And I was, you know, feeling like I was missing something, like, oh my God, like I really want to like this rotation, but I don't know what's happening. And then I realized that the social bit is super important because, like we said in the previous episodes, if you're going to spend the next several years or a few years in the lab, like you want to know what the people are like and like, do they like you for who you are? Do you like them for who they are? But a little bit more meta, I think. one of the reasons why I, you know, wanted to do this podcast is because I think people don't necessarily know that they could be themselves in like this space, not just like the color of our skin, like where we came from, but also like how we think about things, how we communicate to other people. So shout out to y'all for being on this journey with me, because it's really hard to, you know, be this loud and loud, especially for me, and unapologetic about, you know, your ideas, your background.
Okay. I'll cry.
Yeah. I'll cry.
So yeah, I want to bring more of myself to places, but this is a great platform to start. And okay, we're holding
hands. While you were talking, I was thinking about like how you were saying like it's hard to bring your personality to like classes and stuff. And it's like there's out of our cohort, I think for them to listen to this, that I think that's the longest they've ever heard you speak.
Yeah.
Oh shit. I will be silent. No.
No. I don't mean it anyway like that. I just mean like you're able to show yourself and present yourself exactly how you want to be seen.
Yeah.
In this space, because it's like you're in control of that. And I think that's so powerful. And I'm glad you wanted to do it with me.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen you grow. Like, I know we've only known each other for like so long, but I've seen both of you grow like so much, especially after having this podcast. Like, yeah. We've had like pretty deep conversations that sometimes don't just naturally flow, but it's like nice to see you guys like take up space. And I mean, we've talked about some pretty deep things too. So it's nice to like, see Asama as she is. So, like, when I hop up in a Zoom, like, I'm like, hi, Asama, mama, mama. Like, and she'll, like, respond to me. And it's like, haha, I know who Asama is. You know, like, I know her bubbly personality. And it's nice to, like, slowly see her show that, like, on the podcast or at cohort meetups.
And gathers.
And gatherings, yeah. On Among Us. Sis cannot lie. Not a good imposter. Which is okay. We love an honest person.
Yeah, my personality on Among Us is just like scream if I'm the imposter because I cannot deal. What about you, Amanda? Personality?
Okay. I think I feel a lot more comfortable now advocating for myself than I did 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Which is kind of wild. Or like maybe even, I don't know, I had a meeting with a potential rotation PI. And he's starting like a new lab, and you know that can kind of be dicey because it's like there's not a set culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't want to like commit to 6 weeks if like it was gonna be weird, just me and him. And like I was very clear about like, okay, these are like my hard and fast, like I literally asked him, I was like, what's your vibe like for your lab? Like, do you have people in your lab? Like, what's going on? And then I told him, like, I don't want to do X, Y, and Z. Like, I will not do that. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm never going to put you in a position where you have to do that.
We love that.
Yeah. And then I told him, like, I won't reply to emails after this time, but like, if there's an emergency, like, we can set something up so that you can get through to me.
Because,
like, my phone's on Do Not Disturb after 9:30. Mm-hmm. Like, no one is ringing my line. Like, mm-hmm. I won't wake up. Like, you guys won't hear from me. Like, so that's just.
Except sometimes she sends us TikToks.
I do. But I won't see your reply because my notifications are off. So, like, okay. I just be sending things. But, like, I was just like, and he was kind of like surprised at the way I was saying things. He's like,
very mature, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was just like, I've never had anyone come in with like the way you're coming in. And like, you seem very clear and intent on like the experience you're trying to have. And I was like, yes, I don't want to put myself in a bad situation. So, like, I'm just like, checking things. And like, I don't know, I don't think I would have had that if like I hadn't been talking to you guys and about like, I don't know, all the stuff we talk about.
Yeah, also, like upperclassmen too, they give us a lot of advice on like,
oh yeah, the grad students. Yeah.
Shout out to my peer mentor Sarosh.
Yeah, so I feel like I was able to be myself. I think that's, I don't know, that's all I want. I just want to be myself. I want to be happy with my life. I don't want to be stressed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
No shade at Lanice.
I feel so called out and seen. It's okay, though.
I don't mean it like that. Like, it's like, it's one thing to be, like, stressed internally. Like, you are stressing yourself out versus, like, someone else.
Yeah.
Or, like, your situation is stressful. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want my situation to be stressful.
Yeah.
But, like, I think you just hold yourself to a certain standard, and that's what's stressing you out.
Yeah. Let's psychoanalyze Lanice on the pod.
I'm sorry.
Once again.
But nah, yeah, I get that. I also don't like being externally stressed out. It's like a me thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine with making myself upset. No one else has that power. Like, no one else.
I am the main character. All day. But yeah. Well, I'm glad that you can like lay your boundaries.
Yeah.
And be like, this gonna be me. I'm gonna have a good life, and I'm gonna get some amazing science done at the same time.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to tell you up front because then you can't be mad at me. Like,
yeah.
I told you, I communicated. Mm-hmm. That's all I can do, you know? Like, yeah. Whether or not you take that to heart,
yeah,
that's on you, you know?
Once again, soft skills are hard.
Ooh, they are. Yeah.
Or are hard skills soft?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho.
What about you, Lenny?
One thing that I've gotten creative with is, I guess, kind of making sure that I put myself out there. Mm-hmm. In the past, I know you guys have seen me and, we laugh. I'm, really silly and I'm slowly coming out of my shell, even though it might seem like I'm really out there. When I don't know people, it takes me a lot to, hi, be my friend, hello, talk to me. So I guess in a creative way, I've tried to do this in group settings. So, I'll host game nights for the lab that I'm rotating in, or I'll show up to game nights that they're hosting, so that I can make sure that I put some nice pressure on myself to socialize and get to know people. Because once I did get to know them, they were great. I'm so sad it took me so long to get to know the people in the lab that I was in. To be fair, when I started my second rotation, it was the week before, or 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. So it was a weird little time. Mm-hmm. But after that, we had game nights, and it was really nice to feel the vibe and feel like I was part of the vibe. A whole nother level.
And Sis is incredible at Among Us. I don't know what that says about her. I don't know about that. people from two separate groups told me that she's really good at Among Us. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not showing up to that. Thanks,
But you're good at Scribble.io. Or Scribble.io, however you say it.
I really think it's Scribble.io, but I say Scribble.io because it's more fun.
And therefore I say
No, but Amanda's really good at it too.
She is. Scribble.io?
Yeah.
Oh, she said. I am.
And what?
Well, we played it during my internship. We played it every morning almost. Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, we did a lot of group bonding because it was virtual. So we hung out every morning for 30 minutes and just checked in.
That.
We played games. Oh, there's a game I think I want to play with you guys. It's called Spyfall.
Oh, I've played that one.
Yeah, it's really good, right?
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm a little bit better at Spyfall than I am at Among Us.
Really?
Yeah. Because
it's not really lying.
Yeah, because you would come up with ways to mm-hmm. sort of ask the question vaguely. But when you're the spy, you're kind of lying.
So yeah.
That's the only time I'm struggling a bit. But yeah, it's super fun.
Yeah. And creativity-wise and taking out space, I also you guys don't know this, but once upon a time, I have really long hair. I used to have hair that went all the way down to my butt. Right now, it's a little shorter. I cut all my hair off because fight me. They think
all of them.
I cut my hair down to my up to my shoulders.
Still longer than my current hair.
And I did it because I wanted to look professional.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I got some feelings about professionalism.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And now, as I've grown as a person and as a woman and as a scientist, that's what? Who dictates my hair? Yeah, I'm professional however I come into the space. And if I want to have long hair because I think I'm cute with long hair, well, I'm going to have long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all. Period. And with headbands that reach the sky.
Yes.
And what?
Your headbands are so thick, girl.
Thank you. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
So thick. No, I like it. It's very I was looking for you and I can just find you.
Oh, yeah.
Via headband. Mm-hmm. Like a signaling beacon. So we finished first quarter. There's two more.
And then there's 5 years after that.
Yeah.
So many quarters.
One step at a time. Please don't.
It's 5.5
divided by 3.
Lenny still whipped out her calculator.
Plus 2 quarters, maybe.
Plus 2 quarters for what?
Well, that would be 5.5.
Okay.
So 2 divided by 17. We're 1.17% done with our PhD. Oh, wait. Did I do that right? Well, maybe I shouldn't be doing dilutions. I meant 11%. 11%.
I was 1.1. There's 100 more of this.
Yeah, I was
11.
I feel we're 1/5 of the way done.
Listen, I'm not a mathematician.
Wait, no, that's wrong. We shouldn't be 1/5 of the way done. That's not 1/5. You're right. Okay. Oh, 1/10.
Okay.
1/10. We're here.
1/10 is 11. Okay. We're good.
Anyways, that's
anyone
why.
Anyone a math major. And, yeah. There.
I literally told my postdoc in lab, I was like, don't leave me alone to do math. Don't. Like, I'm not there yet. I will be there one day, but it's not today.
A whole BS. Yes. Bachelor's degree.
And you know what? They had you had calculators through the whole thing. That's why I can't do math off the top of my head.
Listen, important. C1 V1 equals C2 V2.
Yep, and I still need a TI-83 to do that.
Anyways, we're 11.76% done with our PhD.
We love that. We love statistics. Should we round out our show? Mm. Yes. Okay, so to round out our show, we're going to do our set of observations and run some stats on our data as we do. Asama, would you like to tell us what the question of this week is?
Okay. So the question we're asking this week is, how many PhD students are ready for their second quarter?
From me, it's going to be a no.
Yeah, I think I'm going to hit it with a no too. I had a good time.
Me too.
I need a rest.
Yes.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I need some ocean time, some sunset time to reset the clock and my motivation.
I'm a little worried about quarter 2 and 3 where there's not a 2-week break in between.
Oh, really?
Well,
no.
I don't think they're giving us spring break.
I'm learning about this now.
I don't think we get spring break. I think we get like 3 or 4 days.
To my semester students, winter quarter in undergrad. Rough. That's all I have to say.
Oh, no.
So, that being said, 0% of PhD students are ready for the second quarter. Again, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at @triplicatespod. And with that,
obrigada. Ciao.
Gracias y adiós.
Khop khun kha. Bye.